And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of June 20th. This week in 1972, the Tallahatchie Bridge in Greenwood, Mississippi, the bridge that was made famous in the Bobby Gentry song Ode to Billy Joe, well, this week in 72, that bridge collapsed. The Beatles opened for Bruce Chanel in concert near Liverpool, and Bruce's harmonica player, Delbert McClinton, gave John Lennon some tips on how to play the harmonica better, and that served John really well when they recorded Love Me Do. The last Bread concert happened this week in 1973 in Salt Lake City. The Rolling Stones sued 14 New York City hotels for banning them this week in 1966. In 1981, Mark David Chapman pleaded guilty to the murder of John Lennon and sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. The first U.S. concert by the Jeff Beck Group with Rod Stewart as lead singer happened this week in New York City in 1968. In 1961, Elvis Presley's Wild in the Country movie opened nationally. This week in 1972, it was the last concert Smokey Robinson appeared in with The Miracles, and it was in Washington, D.C. This week in 1960, Paul Anka, when he was 20 years old, was the youngest performer ever at the time to perform at the Copacabana nightclub in New York City. The Hayley Mills movie, The Parent Trap, opened this week in 1961. It also had that hit song of hers, Let's Get Together. The final Beatles World Tour began in Munich this week in 1966. The Richard Carpenter Trio, with his sister Karen on drums, won the Battle of the Bands at the Hollywood Bowl this week in 1966. The Beatles premiered the song All You Need Is Love to 400 million people on a worldwide TV program this week in 1967. Elvis's last concert happened this week in 1977 in Indianapolis, Indiana. In 1963, John Lennon and Paul McCartney composed She Loves You in a hotel room in Newcastle, England, while they were on tour. The Rolling Stones released It's All Over Now this week in 1964. In 2008, the Earls were inducted into the Bronx Wall of Fame. And Alice Cooper fell off a stage here in Vancouver during a concert and broke six ribs back in 1987. And in 2008, the Wrecking Crew, those great Los Angeles studio musicians, were inducted into the Hollywood Rock Walk. In the studio, the songs recorded this week include Ricky Nelson and Teenage Idol in 62. The Buckinghams began recording Susan and Hey Baby, They're Playing Our Song, this week in 67. The Four Lads recorded Moments to Remember in 1955. Bobby V recorded Take Good Care of My Baby in 61. The Young Rascals cut How Can I Be Sure this week in 1967. Also in 67, Aretha Franklin recorded Chain of Fools. B.W. Stevenson cut My Maria in 73. Eddie Cochran recorded Something Else in 59. Elvis cut If I Can Dream in 1968. The Supremes recorded Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart this week in 1966. Daryl Hall and John Oates recorded together for the first time as Whole Oates in 1970. Sly and the Family Stone recorded Hot Fun in the Summertime in 69. In 1969 as well, the Hollies were in the studio. They recorded He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, and Elton John played piano on the recording session. Elvis recorded Marie's The Name Is Late as Flame and Little Sister this week in 1961. Lots of birthdays this week. Brian Wilson with the Beach Boys is 79. Anne Murray, 76. Lionel Richie from the Commodores, 72. Jerry Keller, 84. Chet Atkins, born in 24. Ray Davies from the Kinks is 77. O.C. Smith, born in 36. Yumir Diodato is 78. Brenda Holloway, 75. Nick Noble, born in 1926. Peter Asher from Peter and Gordon is 77. Todd Rundgren, 73. Howard Kalin from the Turtles and Flo and Eddie, 74. Jimmy Castor from the Jimmy Castor Bunch, born 1940. Chris Christopherson is turning 85. Dottie Todd, along with her husband Art, who recorded Chanson d'Amour, she's having a birthday, born 1913. Stu Sutcliffe, one-time member of the Beatles, born in 1940. June Carter Cash, born in 1929. Jeff Beck from the Yardbirds, 77. Arthur Brown, 79. Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac, 74. Colin Blunstone, the lead singer of the Zombies, is 76. Carly Simon, also 76 this week. Eddie Floyd is 84. Billy Davis Jr. from the Fifth Dimension, 83. Georgie Fame is 78. And Colonel Tom Parker, born this week in Holland in 1910. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of June 20th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.